Welcome to Johnny G's Hot Takes, where we take a deep dive into NBA league news, player updates, and the polarizing topics of the day. I'm your host, Johnny Goldstein, aka Johnny G. Today's episode is a very interesting one, but short one, as we cover the restart of the NBA and go over the new coronavirus cases within the league. We also have a guest interview with Michael Business Berman, an NBA insider. So the NBA announced a few weeks ago that it is restarting on July 31st in a playoff format with about 22 teams. These teams include the best teams in the league, like the Bucks, the Lakers, the Miami Heat, as the NBA felt that the teams that were not doing as well during the season did not have to participate in the playoffs, since they did not have a great amount of making a great chance of making the playoffs anyways. I believe that this is a pretty good idea, since NBA will allow its fans to witness a playoff, even if the NBA champion has an asterisk next to their name because of the whole coronavirus situation, which is an interesting facet to look at. Is, will, let's say the Lakers win the championship, which personally, we will get into predictions later with Berman, the NBA insider, but personally, I think the Lakers win the championship. Let's say they do. Is there an asterisk next to their name because of this whole coronavirus pandemic? I don't think there is, but that's definitely a question to ask. So there will be 22 teams in attendance. As I said before, it is in Disney World, Florida, which is an interesting location as of recent, of course, because Florida has had an uptick in coronavirus cases there now at the most ever. And that is due to the reopening of bars, restaurants. So NBA players have not really shown their disapproval of it, except for a few, including Trevor Ariza and Davis Bertans. Trevor Ariza plays for the Portland Trailblazers, who they probably are not going to go far in the playoffs, but it is possible. And Ariza decided to sit out over health concerns, and he doesn't want to get the virus. It is possible that with everybody in such a closed, short space, that Ariza may be exposed to the virus, and he has had pre-existing health conditions. So Ariza stated that he will not be joining the league in its restart. Same with Davis Bertans of the Washington Wizards, who feels the same way, and Davis Bertans is in a contract year, so he doesn't want to get injured or be exposed to the virus, so he has decided to sit out. And possibly the biggest name who has decided to sit out of this restart is Avery Bradley of the Lakers. Bradley is really one of the Lakers' main pieces, in my opinion. I feel that they're going to need to re-sign somebody to fill the void that he leaves by leaving. And his main reason for leaving is same as Bertans and Ariza. He's scared that he will get the coronavirus. And I mean, it is definitely a concern, as the players will be playing each other. It will be very close quarters. They're all living together in the same hotels. So I am with Avery Bradley, Bertans, and Ariza on this one. Personally, if I think I was playing in the NBA and my team did not have a high chance at making the playoffs or making it to the championship in this new playoff format, I don't think I would come back. There's really no reason to risk injury or risk possibly getting the coronavirus. So this is definitely a smart move by these three, even though for Bradley, the Lakers are in a prime spot to possibly win the championship. And the Lakers will need to find a replacement for him, whether that be J.R. Smith or Jamal Crawford. They're definitely looking into options to replace Bradley, even though his spot is definitely a tough one to fill. And then the recent news coming from Denver, Nikola Jokic has gotten the coronavirus. So Denver is one of the teams in the NBA that could possibly win the championship, and Jokic is their best piece. He is their best player. So I don't know how Denver plans on responding to this or how the league plans on responding to this, but they did say that Jokic should be allowed to fly from Serbia, his home country where he contracted the virus, back to Florida for the start of the league. Within about 2 weeks, he'll be cleared of the virus, and hopefully that remains in the cards for the next few weeks, since Denver really has no chance without him, and I believe that they are a prime team and they need him to win the championship. So overall, I think the restart in the NBA is a good idea. If for fans wanting to watch the season, this is good for them, and for players wanting to cement their legacy as champions like LeBron James, this is definitely the best they could have asked for. I don't really have any current problems with it. I will try to think about some and get back to you guys, other than me being in agreement with Ariza, Bertans, and Avery Bradley, as in it is not really a safe environment. Everybody will be in closed quarters. They're all staying in the hotels. They're exchanging sweat during games. So I really, that would be my only problem with the restart of the NBA. So now I would like to bring in Michael Berman, our NBA insider, aka Business Berman, who has his own podcast that I will also be a guest on later this week. So Berman, how are you doing today? And I would like to hear what you think generally about this restart of the NBA.
Thanks, Johnny. I'm doing well. Just trying to enjoy my summer. Again, excited for basketball that's hopefully around the corner pretty soon.
Yeah, I really appreciate you being here. We've had some great conversations in the past, and I look forward to being on your podcast next week. I think that will be a great time. Philly Unite, for any Philly fans, is Michael Berman's podcast. Been running strong.
Process.
Yep. So anyways, at the top of this podcast, I was discussing just the general reopening of the NBA and players who are sitting out. And something that really interests me is Nikola Jokic, sorry, hard last name to pronounce. He recently got the coronavirus, and I really just want to wonder, I'm wondering how that will factor into the Denver Nuggets playoff chances. Do you think that the Nuggets have him play normal minutes? Do you think that they have him sit out for the season? Personally, I think that Jokic will be fine come July, but it's possible that he might not. What do you
– I think the Nuggets are in an interesting position because they're obviously very deep. They have a very deep roster. But Nikola Jokic looks like a totally different player. He's lost a ton of weight.
Right.
You know, there's obviously got to be some concern with his lungs, saying that coronavirus is a respiratory issue. I think my biggest concern for Jokic is that, you know, he has lost so much weight, and he's someone that, you know, uses his body so well. And if he loses all that mass, that's muscle that he's losing. You know, you can't just go into playoff basketball with a body that he's never played with before. So I'll be interested to see, you know, how he's going to have to – there's going to be an adjustment period for him too, because he hasn't been this skinny in probably his entire NBA career.
So do you think it'll cause him to learn how to play smaller ball and really rely on his mid-range and outside shot more than his normal play style, which is kind of a banger on the inside?
Yeah, I think it immediately takes him from a straight five, but he gets a center, big man, too. You know, maybe you have to put him at the four spot next to Mason Plumlee because, you know, he's a little too fragile and small for the Joel Embiid's or maybe Hassan Whiteside, whoever those biggest NBA centers are.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that, especially in the playoffs, in the high-intensity battles like that, I don't think Jokic's health problems, which I would call coronavirus health problem, who knows if it could resurface, and his new body type. I don't really think that he could do well against a team like the Lakers. I think that Dwight Howard has his number. I mean, going from Denver to L.A., the news just came out today about Avery Bradley, as I was also discussing at the top of my podcast. Who do you think would be the best replacement for Bradley? Would it be Jamal Crawford or J.R. Smith or possibly somebody a name that has not surfaced?
I think Jamal Crawford's an interesting name. He's obviously old, but he seems to be a player. Even when he was winning Sixth Man of the Year every year, that, you know, age didn't matter for him. I think for J.R. Smith, you can't say the same. I think age has shown very, very much on him. And I think he can't be trusted in the playoffs. Granted, if he's earned the trust of LeBron James, then I guess he's earned my trust, because if LeBron trusts him, you know, that's enough validation and credibility. But I wouldn't say J.R. Smith is the option. I would say Jamal Crawford's probably the name that gets me most excited right now for what they need. They need a creator.
Yeah, I mean, I've been very confused about why a team has not signed Jamal Crawford before this whole pandemic thing. He's kind of just been sitting on the free agency as one of the best six men ever. Same with J.R. Smith, but he's more justified as to why he hasn't gotten a job. But I hope the Lakers do sign Crawford. I think that they're going to end up signing J.R. Smith just because of LeBron's connection with him. But I don't think that would be, you know, a good decision for them. I mean, we'll really see what happens. I also wanted to get into some predictions here as who do you think comes out of the East? Also, who do you think wins the MVP? I mean, for me, MVP-wise, I think it's got to be Giannis.
Yeah, I would agree. I think, you know, he got injured before the coronavirus broke out, and there was a chance LeBron was playing really good basketball. But, you know, due to unfortunate timing, LeBron didn't really get a chance to – prove himself while Giannis was injured. And at this point, I think you just have to give it to Giannis. As for who do I think is going to win the East, yeah, I would think it's going to be the Bucks. Unfortunately, I have hope in my Sixers. I do. They're too versatile, and, you know, we got Alec Burks and Glenn Robinson. And then you got the development of Shake Milton, which, you know, you can't help but get excited about what Shake Milton was able to do at the end of the season.
You think Shake will bring a lot to the Sixers playoffs hope?
This is a hot take for Johnny G's hot takes. Shake Milton take Al Horford's starting job.
So I agree with you. I think the Bucks are definitely going to end up coming out of the East. In terms of the West, my prediction would be the Lakers. It doesn't really matter who they sign, whether it be Crawford or Smith. I was hoping you disagree on that one.
Yeah.
But it's fine.
LeBron's on a mission.
Right, I think so too. And I think that this time off will really have helped him rehab from his injury last year and just give him more time to work on his inside game and just his shooting. I think that we're going to see a different LeBron this playoffs.
And who do you think gets the 8 seed in the West?
I like the Kings, if I'm just going to lay it out there. De'Aaron Fox looks really good. I think that the Kings probably snag that 8 seed. And they definitely don't beat the Lakers in a playoff series if the Lakers do maintain the first seed. But last question I have for you here is, with Disney World being the new location of the NBA, all of these players are going to be in close quarters, and they will all be very close. All their sweat is going to be exchanged during games. Do you think that the coronavirus will have an impact on whether games are played? Do you think that games are going to need to be rescheduled, or will it just go on as planned?
I think, you know, it's a very interesting question, because if it's Lakers, Clippers, and it's LeBron James that you know tests positive for the coronavirus, now that totally changes the series. And you know, every player knows the risk, but even from an NBA rating standpoint, you know, they're still a business. And losing, you know, someone like LeBron James in a playoff game, you know, will only broaden the asterisks around this championship more than players and fans are already going to put an asterisk about it because of coronavirus. The only way that you can kind of validate the championship is if all the talent goes. If certain players decide to sit out, too many of them, the stars, if Paul George decided he wanted to sit out, now there's going to be players that might not try as hard or might not be willing to go because they see it's not a total – like if there's going to be an asterisk around it, no matter what, players are not going to be, you know, validated to want it because, you know, people are saying it's different from the rest. And if, you know, they don't want their championship to be different from the rest. So I think it's complicated. I think that they're going to have to reschedule games if it's the big stars that get injured.
I think so too. And it's interesting it's interesting that you bring up asterisks, because my last question, I just wanted to expand because you brought this up. I was also speaking about, will the winning team have an asterisk next to their name? If they win the finals, will they have an asterisk next to their name? I was speaking about that at the top of my podcast, and you also brought it up. Ultimately, do you think that if a team like the Lakers or the Bucks win, will they have an asterisk next to their name in the history books?
I think that they will to an extent. But if all the talent – and I think that's something that is easy to say, that there's an asterisk around this because of so-and-so reasons and all this, and it's different because of this and that. But in order to, as a coach and a player, to be able to play through a totally different environment that you're not used to and a totally different time that we're not used to, when they're also focusing – on certain social justice movements, and so much off the court is happening right now, to be able to will yourself to win a championship and to bring your team together to win that championship, you know, it is arguably just as hard as it was, as it's ever been. And right. I think to put an asterisk around it, you're doing the team a disservice, and it's a very short-sighted way of looking at it, because you really see the amount that whatever team's going to win the championship, they're going to have overcome a lot.
Right.
Relative, something that they've had no practice doing.
Maybe even more that any winning team has had to overcome in the past, but it's definitely be interesting to see. You have had some great comments here. I really appreciate
you taking the time out of your busy schedule, because I know how busy it is, to come be on my podcast. And I really look forward to being on yours next week and seeing what we have to talk about.
Thanks, Johnny. Yeah, I look forward to having you on my podcast as well, where we'll talk a little bit more Sixers. Please give Philly United a listen, guys.
Looking forward to it. I'll speak to you soon, buddy. Thanks.
Yeah. See ya.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that interview. It will be definitely interesting to see what happens in the NBA season, but we're going to keep coming out with episodes weekly and keep all of you guys updated. I hope that the NBA season continues as planned, but as for now, there will be more updates next week. And as for now, you know, thanks everybody for tuning in. I'll see you next week for Johnny G's Hot Takes. Have a good one, everybody.